Holy night, all is calm, all is bright.
When you remember Christmases from your childhood, what comes to mind?
Well, it was always a Christmas dinner. We had turkey, ham, plenty of fruit, nuts and things. We gathered our fruit and nuts ourselves back then, mostly. And we decorated Christmas tree, made our own decorations, and we got things out of the woods to put on it, and we had a jolly time.
Does this fireplace do anything to your memory?
I remember the Christmas stockings along here.
And there's more to it.
Oh, this is where you put your footprints in the ashes at Christmas.
That's right.
And we put our little bowl on this corner, the little bowl of food, right there, and we had cheese and crackers. And
gigantic footprints came out of the fireplace into the hall.
There was a big closet on the third floor, and it was a locked closet, and that's where Mother and Dad always kept our Christmas presents. Oh my, would I have loved to have been able to look in there.
Well, last Christmas I woke up and there were the presents already. I wanted to peek in all the presents, and I opened a little bit of the wrapper.
It was the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Christmas Eve, people just came in to visit every Christmas Eve. And Dad would put the loudspeaker of my electric organ out on the porch. And I would play Christmas carols. And people would drive up and down Weldon Street, and they would hear them.
I have all these wonderful memories of Christmas, but they're just the memories of how I wished Christmas had been, and they're not really the memories of how Christmas was. You never got what you wanted for Christmas.
Well, all kids look forward to Christmas time because you hear those fantastic stories about Santa Claus, he's coming and he's riding his reindeers, and you'd sit down and write letters. And I remember one Christmas that I wrote a long letter about a bicycle and a wagon, and all this kind of thing, you know, and I didn't get that.
I love getting presents, and I've made a whole list. I want a skateboard with knee pads, shoulder pads, and this little mop top hair shop Play-Doh set, and I want...
I remember I was about 7 or 8 years old, and I wanted a record called Mañana. Mañana, mañana, mañana is good enough for me. And my mother got it for me. And I was so excited that I started jumping up and down, and I sat on the record and I broke it.
Tonight, Jay and Jenna Allison will read for you the Christmas traditional story, The Night Before Christmas.
The only thing about Christmas that was really good is that you could go out of the house into this white wonderland. There was all that wonderful snow and that wonderful fantasy world of Christmas outside.
The window was frosted over with very heavy, heavy layers of frost. I would take a coin and I would make a little tiny peephole through which I could look, and I would see this world of snow.
And I love the hills in the wintertime. Every twig outlined with snow all through the hills, and there's thousands and thousands of trees all just perfectly stacked with snow. My mother, she was always saying, "Lord Chiltern, this is the prettiest time."
All is calm, all is bright.
Well, I'm going to put my Christmas trees up this week or next week. I'm going to put my lights up at the window and put my wreath on the door and hang some things in the dining room. And I remember, it takes me back childhood. I'm 71 years old. I don't care. I still live it again.
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.